Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of Saint Jerome. Now, Jerome did not start out a saint. None of them ever do. Now, he lived from 347 to 420, and he was baptized and became a Christian at the age of 19. And as a young man, he had a hunger for knowledge, and he dedicated himself to learning languages, Latin, Greek, and then Hebrew. But most of all, he loved reading the Roman and Greek philosophers, such as Cicero, to which he devoted all his leisure time. One time, however, on his way to Jerusalem to study Hebrew, Jerome became gravely ill and fell into a coma. In this state, God gave him a vision of what his judgment would be like at the moment of his death. Of this, Jerome writes, "Suddenly I was caught up in the spirit and dragged before the judgment seat of God, and here the light was so bright, and those who stood around were so radiant, that I cast myself upon the ground and did not dare to move. Then the judge asked who I was, and I replied, 'I am a Christian.' But the judge presiding over me said, 'You lie. You are a follower of Cicero and not of Christ.' At that moment, his soul came back to his body, and when he arose, he shared with those around him the vision. And from that day forward, he read the Gospels more than he read anything else." Now, I think we're kind of like Jerome. Think how much time and energy and attention we give to reading and watching news, social media, sports, political and sports analysts, and how little time in comparison to reading and thinking about the life of Jesus in the gospel. At our particular judgment, will Christ declare that we follow him based on how we use our leisure time? That's a tough question. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In 385, Jerome went on pilgrimage to the Holy Land, and in 386 he arrived in Bethlehem to reverence the birthplace of Jesus, a cave beneath the Church of the Nativity built by Queen Helena about 60 years earlier. And there he decided to make his home, living in a cave adjoining to the place where Jesus was born. And in that place where the Word of God was born, Jerome translated the Bible from its original languages of Hebrew and Greek into the common language of Latin, so that all people could read or hear the Word of God and have their souls nourished by it. And this translation of the Bible created by Jerome came to be known as the Latin Vulgate, the official text of the Church. And after the recent revisions, it still continues to be the official Latin text of the Church to this day. So what can we learn from Jerome? Above all, this: to love the Word of God in sacred Scripture. For Saint Jerome said, "Ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The Bible is the most direct way God speaks to us, so reading it is the most direct way to hear him. The Catechism says, in sacred Scripture, The church constantly finds her nourishment and her strength, for she welcomes it not as a human word, but as what it really is, the Word of God. In the sacred books, the Father, who is in heaven, comes lovingly to meet his children and talks with them. So many people say to me, God never speaks to me. And I ask, well, how much time do you give in listening to God by reading scripture and then thinking about it? And usually they answer, almost never. So what do we do instead? We wake up, we read email and the news, and listen to lots of human voices. And God's word to us this day is rarely opened. Imagine how much better our lives would be if the first thing we opened every day was the Bible, but opened it with the right attitude, that God really wants to speak to me today about what I am experiencing now and what I will experience that day and how to deal with it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Because God is the primary author who inspired the human authors to write whatever he wanted and nothing more, Scripture is the words of God. That is why the Catechism teaches that the inspired books teach the truth. Since, therefore, all the inspired authors or sacred writers affirm should be regarded as affirmed by the Holy Spirit, we must acknowledge that the books of Scripture firmly, faithfully, and without error teach that truth which God, for the sake of our salvation, wished to see confided to sacred Scripture. But to know those truths, we have to read them and think about them and live them. And this is why Our Lady said, "Dear children, Today, I invite you to read the Bible every day in your homes, and let it be in a visible place, so it will always encourage you to read it and to pray. What's the best Bible? The one you read.
Well,
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall it be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Having died and finding himself before the judgment seat of God, God said to Jerome, "You are a follower of Cicero, and not of Christ. Who would God say I follow?" Let's make the firm resolution to read the Bible every day. And a good place to begin is with the daily readings of the Mass, or even just the Gospel of the Mass of the day. But don't just read them. Think about them. Apply it to your life. Let it challenge and convict you. And then make a simple, concrete resolution to put into practice what God is inspiring within you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what were you reflecting on, Teresa? Maybe Jerome, reading the Bible?
You know, I think we're really shooting ourselves in the foot in a good way. You know, in this meditation, we're talking so much about you're listening so much to other people.
Yeah.
And you become so attached to them. So you really just got to put all that down.
Yeah. You got to. So today's the last podcast. We'll never do another one again.
It was really fun to do this with everyone. But yeah, enjoy reading the Bible from this point forward and stop listening to us. But I was thinking about how that's actually, I think, a good measure of content or the quality of someone's work when their objective is to share knowledge, not to be the only source. I had a specific thought. I can't remember what the exact quote is, but I think there's a chapter in Les Mis on prayer. Oh. And he essentially says, close this book and like meet the divine. Because he's saying, like, if you want, I can talk to you about all of this spiritual, all of these spiritual concepts, but nothing I can do will measure up to you having a personal experience with God. So close this book and reflect. Close this book and meet God, which might not have been his exact intent, but it's partially what he's saying in that chapter. And I think that's actually a very good thing to say. We only want to be with our listeners insofar as it is making them do that, which I think we still then come back to content whenever we stop really deeply reflecting, or when it's like in meditation, you should have a book, but you shouldn't be committed to the book and not to prayer. You should read it until something strikes you and then stop, put it down. And then when your mind starts wandering off, pick it up again.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're bringing up a number of good points. First, I've always found it to be a very good practice to have bookends for the day.
Yeah.
That in the morning, the first bookend is to take the scriptures and a cup of coffee and have a place in your home that's dedicated to this so that you're not distracted. So a comfortable place to sit or kneel, have your Bible there, a way to know what the daily readings are, a place to set your coffee, nice lighting, maybe an image of Jesus or Mary or crucifix. And then to take the readings for the Mass for the day, or just the Gospel of the day, and to read it and do just what you said. As soon as something strikes you, stop reading, because God is, that's what he's trying to say to you. And then we think about it, apply it to our lives. And if we commit to this daily meditation, on the Word of God, and we stick with it for years, God will take us deeper in prayer where He doesn't want us to read anymore, because His knowledge far surpasses what we can gain in a human way. But I think the second bookend of the day is what Our Lady asked us to do, to pray the rosary every day.
Mm-hmm.
But the rosary always also has to be a meditation on the Word of God.
Yeah.
And that's what we try to provide. So this isn't our last podcast. We just want you to do both.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't finish the episode because you're praying your rosary and you're meditating, you don't need us, that's fine. We just want you to meditate.
It's true. This is also an excellent point that you're making, that let's say you're rolling through the rosary podcast and something really strikes you. Shut it off.
You can tell us to shut up anytime. It's great. We have a mute button.
Just turn it off and just sit with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good point. I'll never forget, oh gosh, it's been 32 years ago.
Wow.
It was revolutionary when Dr. Mark Miravalli, I was sitting in his class on spirituality in my master's courses. And he said, you know, if you're praying the rosary and something really captures you, captivates you, just stop and open yourself up for even deeper prayer. And I thought that's a revolutionary. Mm-hmm. But that's precisely what we find in John of the Cross and Teresa of Avila. That's their counsel. Now, doesn't mean be lazy.
It doesn't mean never finish a rosary because you think your thoughts are just so dang good.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to know the line, but we do still want to pray the rosary.
But the rosary also has to be seen in light of that point where God calls you beyond discursive meditation in preparation for.
You still want to get through your rosary. You just don't need to rush through it. I think I should distinguish that as.
Well, we should never rush.
Mm-hmm.
We should never rush.
Mm.
And we shouldn't be lazy and not pray our rosary. But there may come a time where when God brings a person into out of discursive meditation and into infused contemplation, we just lay the rosary aside. Now, I also think that the rosary is a wonderful tool to carry you from vocal prayer to discursive meditation to effective prayer to the prayer of simplicity to infused prayer and all the deeper stages of contemplation. But that's why we did that whole series on Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross, to show all the steps along the way. So if this conversation leaves you wondering, wow, I don't really understand what they're talking about, maybe consider praying through that series that we did last fall. You can find that on our website. The series on deeper prayer with Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross. That would actually be a great group to do, or a great series to do with a little group of friends.
Yeah.
There's a lot to think about and talk about.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good series for a rosary group. Well, let's suffice it to say this. Two bookends of the day. Daily meditation on the Word of God. And then at some other point in the day, the rosary, meditating on the Word of God. Thank you for your insights, Teresa.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.